We have encountered this reading the story of the multiplication of the bread or the feeding of the multitude many times. And I wonder, how did the multiplication take place? How did really Jesus do it? Did Jesus pray and suddenly in front of him the five loaves became thousands of loaves and the two fish became hundreds of kilos of fish right before their eyes? And beyond that, it did not say that they had to cook the fish, because cooking hundreds of kilos of fish would have taken a longer period of time, am I not right? And so the miracle started earlier than that. It started with a boy who was willing to give up his lunchbox. Why a boy? Didn't Jesus say at one point, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God? The miracle is that the preaching of Jesus must have inspired the young boy. And members of the crowd who may have kept their food for themselves. Because of the preaching and the love of God and the power of Jesus' words, it opened their hearts to one another in a beautiful moment of caring and sharing. And I wonder what this speaks to us, to all of us Christians, especially when the world is in need. As they offered portions of their food to each other, they found they had more than enough. There's always a miracle in giving. Let me say that again. There's always a miracle in giving. And my reflection today is pointing to this young boy who was willing. And as you know, it's not easy for young boys to share even their toys. Am I not right? So it inspired, the word of Jesus that he heard must have inspired him. Because of the gentle love of Jesus, it touched cold hearts and warmed them into obedience. Let us not overlook the thousands of lives, millions of lives, whom God touched and transformed by his love. Oftentimes, people will go to a church when there are signs and wonders that are happening, miracles that are happening. But sometimes we neglect to see the hundreds and the thousands and the millions of lives who sit and listen to God's word. And as the word is being preached, their lives are being transformed. This is something that I have witnessed in the past 40 years of ministry. I've seen many people's lives changed, transformed, because they opened their hearts to the preaching of the living word of God. Let us be thankful. Let me now shift to something that is, of course, what's happening today, which is our first year anniversary of this live stream. 1 year ago, the world did not expect a virus breakout to become a pandemic on such a worldwide scale. Around March 12, 2020, I was tipped off by a Spanish that there would be a lockdown in the city of Madrid. That was, I think, about a Thursday. And so the next day, on a Friday at a morning mass, I consecrated many hosts and asked the clergy of our parish to distribute them to homes, to home groups rather, and families. And what came to my mind, I was praying and I was asking the Lord and said, Lord, how can I sustain the people of my parish and the diocese? You know, we have 15 churches around Europe. Three things came to my mind. One was prayer. Second is God's word. And third is the sacraments. As you know, as of today, the pandemic has taken approximately 2.6 million lives, particularly the elderly and the vulnerable. 120 million people have been infected, and 97 million have recovered, thanks be to God. Many have lost their loved ones. The fatalities sadden all of us. It brings sadness to us. There are some heartbreaking images and stories on how relatives could not be by their side of their loved ones, and even to say goodbye before they die. People lost their livelihood. Children could not go to school. Marriages shattered, and depression skyrocketed. There is no doubt that there's a spiritual dimension to this pandemic. As we all know from the scripture, Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. Through your prayers, God has touched many lives. Many more than what you and I can imagine. Through our prayers, we supported the frontliners and the medical staff. And for the quick putting together of the vaccine, I am thankful to God for using this live stream to touch many people's lives worldwide. And that it has left an indelible mark of God's love in people's hearts. And also that there's something that happened, which is Protestants and Catholics and people and Christians from different backgrounds came together and pray, speaking about unity. God has spoken to us at different times. God has deepened our life of prayer. God has spoken to us in different ways. God used many people's lives. Some gave their lives to Jesus Christ during the live stream. I am thankful to all of you for tuning in, for some of you every day. Thank you for sending your prayer requests, testimonies, and sharing this to your friends on Facebook. To those who supported us through video reflection, for Archbishop Craig, for Bishops Paul, Ariel, and Bishop Rob Northwood, for Fathers Mike, Jim, Dana, Father Terry, and Roberto, and Father, the priest from Cuba, Father Serrano, I believe, I am thankful. I want to thank my good friend, Father Joe Ciccarello, and the choir of the Church of the Intercessor for allowing us to use their recorded music. To those who supported the live stream through your generosity, thank you. To my family, the production team, that I am ever grateful for fixing the glitches and brainstorming how we can serve people better and sometimes staying up late, making sure that the video and everything is ready for the next live stream the next day. Despite the sad things that happen, we have seen God move in a miraculous ways in our lives. The protection, the drawing closer to God. Many things that have happened in your life and in my life during the period of 1 year. And today, my brothers and sisters, it's a day of thanksgiving to thank the Lord for the many things that He has done, great or small. Some, perhaps we were not aware completely that it was God who was doing it. Man is resilient. Any pandemic that comes our way, we will overcome. But beyond that, we should overcome it, trusting in the God that we serve. The other day, I received a prayer request for Sophia Mura. He is in New York. And today, I received this message from the person who requested a prayer. He said, by the way, the day you started to pray for Sophia Mura, she had a miraculous recovery. My brothers and sisters, that made my day. Not to my glory, but to God be the glory. Our prayers have not been in vain. Our prayers have touched hundreds, if not thousands of people around the world. And beyond that, God has been at work in your life. Every day, God has called us to go to our mountain to pray. There are times that we had to do a spiritual battle. We had to persevere. But at the same time, God was teaching us. And if we will ever look back and look at your life and my life, your life has never been the same. After 1 year, God has made a tremendous difference in your life and in my life. To God be the glory and honor and praise. And I would like to leave you with this quote again that God gave us during the live stream. Prayer is our weapon. And make sure that we always sharpen our weapon. And we only learn to pray by praying. God's word is his assurance of his promise. God will never fail. Psalm 91. And the wisdom that we need from God every day that comes from his word, that when we do reflection on how to go about our daily lives. Let us always remember those three things.